Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. You know, Israel is always in the news, but more lately because of the peace, the war, the peace that's come, and so forth. But unfortunately, there's a rise in anti-Semitism and anti-Israel feeling, which I think is very dangerous and it's wrong. And my guest today is someone who is doing a great deal to fight this. Her name is Lori Cardoza Moore. I've known her for many years. She has a very respected ministry called Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. So there's so many things I want to get into, but let's just jump into it. And let me ask you why it's so important to you for Christians to stand with Israel.
Well, the importance to me comes out of the importance to God. And in God's word, he states over and over emphatically as to what's going to happen to the nations of the world. He tells Abram in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you and curse him who curses you. That blessing is a nation blessing. So any nation that turns its back on Israel, like what we've seen historically, like what happened with the Inquisition, what happened with the pogroms, even what happened in Germany with the Holocaust, we see nations who turn their back on Israel, persecute them, and then those nations go into ruin. They never achieve the status that they once had. So this is an issue for Christians because we know that Christians aren't taught by pastors. There's very few pastors who understand the Israel story. So you don't have enough pastors teaching Israel about our biblical duty. And it's why for the last 2,000 years, we have seen anti-Semitism rise up within the Christian church over different periods of time. We can look back to what happened in Germany and see the same things that were occurring with the rise of Hitler to what we're seeing happen today. It's very frightening. And so we're trying to help Christians bring their Bibles to life to understand this is my duty. God has put me on the earth at this time for such a time as this. And now our question to the Almighty needs to be, what is my role?
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself and your ministry. How did you get started? How did you fall in love with Israel? How did you start proclaiming justice to the nations?
Well, you know, I fell in love with the God of the Bible, the God of Israel, and being a historian and a student of the Bible. As I was reading the scriptures after I gave my life to the Lord back in 1993, I started to see Israel. Israel would pop off the pages to me where, you know, I was raised Catholic, where we didn't read the Bible. We were told, I remember as a young girl, I was told, well, you can't read the Bible. You have to have a priest read that because they're more educated than you are religiously and they have to interpret it for you. Well, I picked up the Bible one day and I was like, why does somebody have to teach you this? I understand this. I was reading the scriptures. I got it. But the one disparity was the lack of understanding about Israel. Israel is one of the names used in the Bible most frequently from the Old Testament to the New Testament scriptures. So if Israel is so significant in the Bible, why isn't Israel being talked about in the Christian churches? And so we saw a movement back in the late 90s where there was a rumbling starting to pour up and people were starting to talk about Israel. In the city that we were in, Pastor Don Finto was one of the leading pastors who was really breaking this whole this issue open, and people were starting to understand. And so I went to Israel actually in 2002 because my background is not only television, movies, theater, acting, what have you, but it's also a student of history. So studying the Bible, studying history about Israel and the Middle East. And as I began to study, I remember being at church one day and there was a group of women. It was a prayer group. And one of the women was telling us about a lobbyist an evangelical Christian lobbyist in Alabama who was introducing a resolution to support the state of Israel. So I had experience with, you know, politics and in lobbying legislation for the pro-life cause. And so when I, as soon as I heard that come out of her mouth, I knew it was like God was saying, you're going to do that here in Tennessee. So I contacted the gal in Alabama, got the resolution, introduced it, saw the extent of the anti-Semitism in the state legislature in Tennessee, the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, where the Ku Klux Klan existed, you know, just south of Nashville. I had to fight with state legislators who were Christians. I thought, why in the world are you arguing with me? Don't you know this? And see, I was spoiled because Don Finto's teachings and, you know, being a student of the Bible, well, these guys weren't. But I ended up, there was a resolution to support the state of Israel. We had it drafted. I had a state legislator and a senator endorse it and run it. And the day that we were trying to get it passed, the chairman of the committee got sick. Weeks before, I kept asking him, can I please bring my bill, the resolution, up for a vote? I have the votes. And he was a Christian. He said, no, you're not passing that bill in my committee. And I was like, why not? And he said, you're not going to do it. He gets sick. Interesting. And the Speaker of the House is outside of the room. This is the last day. If I want to get this resolution introduced and passed, this is the last day to do it because the committees are getting ready to shut down. So the Speaker of the House was standing out there. He was the only one that could legally take that bill, that resolution, bring it in and make them vote on it. So I went up to him. His name was Jimmy Nafee. He is from Lebanon, and he lives here. His family moved here, and they were citizens. And I went up to him and I said, Speaker Nafee, you know my resolution is in that committee, and the Chairman Phillips won't let it be voted on. And I said, you're the only person who can make them vote on this bill. I have the votes, sir. And he said to me, do you know who I am? And I said, yes. In other words, you know, I'm from Lebanon. And he said, do you know why I shouldn't do this for you? And I said, yes, sir, I understand because of the fighting between Lebanon and Israel. And I said, yes, sir, I understand. But God said Israel is to be a blessing to all nations, yours and mine. With that, he walked away, didn't say a word to me. And he comes about 5 minutes later. Here comes the sponsor of my bill, runs out of the committee room. He says, Lori, get in here. The speaker has your resolution. He's making them vote on it. And so sure enough, we got it out. But that was the first blessing for the state of Tennessee. It was huge. It was a huge thing among Christians who understood our relationship to Israel and the Jewish people. It was significant. And that really started the journey. And so I started getting phone calls from people. I think we ultimately had 35 states who took the resolution from Tennessee that it originated in Alabama and ran it in their state legislature. So there are 35 states across this country, more states than not, who have at least 35 states that have a resolution declaring their support, their unequivocal support for the state of Israel. I think, and at that time, I thought this was a prophetic incident that happened. I believed God was working in Tennessee. And so that's how I got started in this movement.
And your ministry is still in Tennessee, but you've moved to Florida.
That's correct.
And Florida has a reputation of standing with Israel.
Yeah.
In fact, the legislature voted to have one of these, I think they call them vanity license tags, where you pay extra. And it says Florida stands with Israel.
It's beautiful. In fact, I saw it for the first time the other day. It's the most beautiful thing. But yes, when you have leadership that understands our Judeo-Christian values, like Governor DeSantis, like his administrative team, it's easier to work with a government or legislators who understand that, because they'll be willing, they'll know that this comes from a place of conviction. But it also brings a blessing to the nation, to the state, and to its inhabitants. And I believe the reason why Florida survived during the COVID the way it did, the way Florida continues to prosper is because of Almighty God. He remembers the Genesis 12:3 blessing. And I think Florida being, you know, such a substantial state, especially with the second largest Jewish population, the Jewish community feels safe here. And that's what we should want in every state across these United States. We should want our Jewish communities to feel safe. Unfortunately, Steve, and I'm sure you probably heard this from the Jewish community, Jews don't feel safe anymore in America. After what just happened with the recent elections in New York, an avowed anti-Semite is standing in the way of Israel, threatening to arrest Bibi Netanyahu when he comes into the city. This is outrageous. And the fact that he is able to get away with this and nobody is calling him out on it.
And New York has such a large Jewish population.
Yes.
And apparently they weren't able to stop it.
No. Many of the Jews.
Why do you think this is happening in America? Because, you know, from my view, America's attitude toward Jews has always been good, going all the way back to our founders.
That's correct.
And I've had Jewish people tell me that, in fact, I think Dennis Prager has publicly talked about how Jews feel safe in a Christian America,
right? Because
of our values and so forth. Of course, our values come from the Hebrew scriptures.
That's right.
Christianity mm-hmm. was a Jewish sect for 200 years.
That's correct.
Until it kind of started being called its own religion. And but why now? Why is there anti-Semitism, especially on the right? The right has typically always been very pro-Israel,
right,
over the years, supporting it militarily and so forth. So what's happening?
Well, if you look at the right in Germany, the right was the side that turned against the Jews. You know, I think what has happened is God has told us that we are to train up our children in the way that they should go, so that when they're older, they will not depart from his word. And that includes learning about Israel and our unique relationship with them. Unfortunately, our kids aren't learning that anymore. We've been indoctrinating our children for at least 13 years that we know of with anti-America, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-Zionist content. And you know, what is shocking about this is that we had teachers, we thought when we sent our kids off to school, that the teachers shared the same Judeo-Christian values that we shared. So we never thought that the classroom would be a place that they would target our children to indoctrinate them to hate. Well, here we are. We are watching our own children, Christian kids who go to public school, marching in the streets with Hamas terrorist groups, waving the Palestinian flag, draping their heads in keffiyehs and hiding themselves. Now, people will argue and they'll say to me, well, they're not real Christians. Well, they think they are. And they think, I mean, I hear the narrative now all the time about how even by adult Christians who should know better, who have studied. I mean, I know some of the people that call me up and tell me we shouldn't be standing with Israel. We can't trust them. The Mossad is involved in this and they're involved in that. And I mean, I can't tell you how many social media arguments I get into with people who are Christians. I have to take them back to the Bible. And I tell our supporters, when you start hearing people talk this way, and this goes for our kids, we have to be teaching this to our kids. But when our kids, or when we start hearing people talk this way negatively about Israel, we have to remind them, look at the relationship that America has shared. Look at George Washington. Let's go back to our founders, as you said earlier. George Washington had a best friend by the name of Haim Salomon.
I've heard of him.
He was a wealthy Jewish banker. He was from Poland. He was of Sephardic Jewish descent. He bankrolled the American Revolution for Washington. He died without a dime to his name. This country would not be the nation that it is had Haim Salomon not made that investment. We also know that the Toro Synagogue in Newport, Rhode Island, after the American Revolution was fought and won, they wrote a letter to George Washington, and they said, "How are we going to fare? How is the Jewish community going to fare in these newfound colonies?" And You know, I find it interesting because most of us don't understand what happens when revolutions have happened historically. Jews paid the price. They paid the consequence. And that's why they were called wandering Jews. They would wander to the next location. Where would they be safe? Where could they live their lives in peace and practice their faith? Unfortunately, but with the the Toro Synagogue, George Washington went to them. After they wrote him this letter, he went to them and quoted from the book of Micah. He said, "You too will sit under your own vine and fig tree and you will know peace." He was basically telling them, your days of wandering are over. You will enjoy and live among all the inhabitants of these colonies. Just like everybody else has the freedoms, you will too. Washington is probably rolling in his grave watching what's happened to this country and what we've done to our Jewish community. It is shameful. We cannot justify or defend our attitude toward our Jewish brethren. The false accusations, we've seen many influencers out there who are falsely accusing Israel of behavior, of activity that they are not involved in. And I tell these people publicly, you are in violation of the Ninth Commandment. You are bearing false witness. You are turning people's hearts and minds away from whom God says are my people, my chosen people. God chose Israel not because they were the best. He chose them because Abram had faith. Of course, he was later called Abraham. He had faith to believe God for the promise that God promised him. He told Abraham, you know, not only am I going to bless you and all the nations of the world will bless themselves by you. He promised Abraham that he would bless them, their people, that the nations of the world would come to him one day seeking a blessing. And we know that's going to happen. We believe the word of God is true. But unfortunately, there are way too many Christians who've gotten caught up in the idolatry of politicians. We have made politicians our idols. We have listened to influencers and said that they're and made them our idols. We carry pictures and banners and wave them around of individuals who are no longer with us instead of thanking and praising Almighty God for the victory, for our nation, for the leadership that we have. So, you know, that's how I got started in it. And it's been a challenge, Steve, and I'm sure you've experienced it yourself. But I believe that if we can, it's one of the reasons why we produce the television programming, the Focus on Israel show.
Tell me about that, because I know it's on NRB channel and other places.
That's correct. So the Focus on Israel show is a 28:30 program. We basically do shows to try to bring Jews and Israel into a Christian home. Now, yes, there are secular people who watch our program. We do hear from them. But the goal is to try to reach Christians, to educate them, to give them a different perspective. I'll share a story with you. One of our viewers years ago, God rest his soul now, but his daughter, the day he passed away, he called me. He was an avid supporter of PJTN. He loved our Focus on Israel shows. Back then it was on Daystar TV. It would come on at 9 o'clock every Sunday night. And his daughter called me. She said, "My father passed away today, and I felt like I needed to call you to tell you about the impact you made on my dad." And I said, I'm willing to hear it. And she told me, she said, "My dad was dying of cancer for the last 6 months. She said, for several years, he's been watching your Focus on Israel show. She said he loved that show. And he was diagnosed 6 months ago with cancer. And it was malignant. He wasn't going to survive from it. She said during those last final months and days, weeks of his life, she said the only thing he looked forward to all week was getting in his chair at 9 o'clock on Sunday night to watch another segment of our show. She said it brought him so much comfort to read, to hear, to learn about the God of Israel and what that meant to him. And so I'll never forget that. That's the impact of our programming on our viewing audience. And if we ever needed it, now we need it now more than ever, because we are losing our way as Christians. We have lost sight of the Bible. The Bible is a book written to Israel, for Israel, about Israel. And as Christians, Christians are grafted into the commonwealth of Israel. As Paul said in Galatians 3:29, that if you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed and you are an heir according to the promise. Well, what promise? It's the same promise God made to Abraham and his descendants forever. I will be your God to you and your descendants forever. I will make you like the stars of the heavens and the sands on the seashore and all the land you see. I'm giving it to you and your descendants forever. This was a blessing that comes through, is available through every generation. And unfortunately, Christians don't know enough. And that's why the programming, that's why we, because people will not go to the library and check out a book anymore. Very few people read books. But people will sit down in front of their television, in front of their computer screen, or listen to a podcast, and they'll listen on a subject that they're not really familiar with, but they want to learn. And that's how we've been able to garner the global support of viewers that we have with PJTN.
Well, you're such an inspiration, and you've accomplished so much already, but I know you have a lot of big projects. I want my viewers to keep in touch with you before we wrap this short podcast up. But tell me about the initiative that you're trying to do in the state of Florida that you call America-Israel Friendship Day.
Absolutely. So because we see this rise of anti-Semitism in our youth, because we know our children have been indoctrinated with propaganda, anti-American, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel propaganda in their curriculum and through their teachers. So, you know, in order to compete with that, and because of some of these influencers, because they have millions of followers, how do you compete against the propaganda from these influencers that are anti-Semitic? The only way we can do it is if we can get the attention of the kids in the classroom, K through 12 education. If we can get a state like the state of Florida, thank God for Governor DeSantis, but if we can get someone like Governor DeSantis to adopt this program and then have an America-Israel Friendship Day where K through 12 kids in Florida and K through 12 kids in Israel will have a full day of learning together. It'll be by Zoom. It won't be all the classes that'll participate. They'll view that, but they won't be able to be interactive. It'll be probably a couple of high school classes that would be able to do that. But it's our goal, our way of trying to connect these two young groups of people to instill in them the values that you and I were raised on, the Judeo-Christian values, to communicate to one another why, you know, what our country is about and why we support Israel. And for the Israeli kids to talk about their country and why they see our relationship as unique and important to the state of Israel. This way, no matter what we're going through right now, that there is going to be a generation that's going to come up out of the ashes of this mess and is going to remember and is going to keep that promise, that covenant that God promised with Abraham.
What can the average person do? Maybe somebody that's watching, the things you're saying are resonating with them. What can an average person do to show their support of Israel?
I think the first thing is to become informed and be educated. And that's why we have over 100 episodes of our Focus on Israel show on our website at pjtn.org. I would encourage the audience to start informing yourself. Read your Bible first and foremost, and then watch our shows. That way, when you're reading your Bible, you're reading it in the context of the programming that we're providing for you. You know, some of the shows are religiously based. It's about scriptures, but others are like about Jews and baseball. Baseball is America's favorite pastime. So why not try to reach people who love following the MLB and play and love to follow their baseball teams, but also understand there's even Jewish players. And do you know that Sammy Koufax was, you know, a Jewish baseball player?
He wouldn't play in the World Series on Yom Kippur, as I recall.
That's right. He was known for that. And that was huge back then. here is a baseball player. I think it was in the, it was in the World Series. And he said, I'm not going to play. He took the one day of Yom Kippur out. And, you know, God blessed him for that. But see, it's little stories, little miracles like that, that most people don't know, that we're trying to bring to them. We just did an interview with the former Mossad agent. We were just in Israel in early September, interviewing for our next 48 episodes. And he was telling us back when he was the head of Mossad, some of the things that he was doing, what they were sharing with America intelligence to protect America and to protect us from terrorism. So these are stories that counter the disinformation and the lies and misinformation that we're seeing today.
You know, we've got just less than 3 minutes. I want to give you an opportunity to tell people again how to keep in touch with you. And then I want you to look at the camera and give your most impassioned plea to try to rally people to support you. And to, people need to share this podcast with others. You know, I just want to do my part to try to encourage Christians to support Israel, and you're doing such a good job. So thank you for being on my podcast.
Steve, thank you for having me. And to your audience, I will only say to you, we've lost a generation of children, and we are commanded by God to teach these things to our children and our children's children. One of the things that we are heavily focused on is education, reviewing textbooks, drafting standards. Florida, the state of Florida, for those of you who live in the state of Florida, 1.8 million kids, because of our initiative with the standards, drafting standards for Governor DeSantis, our children in Florida are going to learn about the role the Hebrew Bible played in our founding, the role it played in the form of government, the republic. The republic form of government comes out of the Torah of Moses. They're going to learn about the role the Hebrew Bible played in the drafting of the founding documents. We were not taught these things, but this is part of our history. It's why Washington and our other founders had a passion for Israel, for the Jewish people, to protect them, to give them a place, to let them live with us freely here as well. If we're going to save our nation for the next generation, we have to do it through the children. And so if you're interested in learning more, please go to pjtn.org. And sign up to get on our mailing list so that we can keep you informed and involved as well.
You know, this is so well said. And I just agree with what you talked about. In fact, a lot of people don't know that the pilgrims believed that someday Jews would go back to their homeland. I mean, it goes back very far in American history, but we've pretty much run out of time. I'll come back with a message in a minute, because we're doing some things to support Israel, and I want people to participate financially. But let me just encourage everyone, follow up with what Laurie has said. Speak up to your legislators about things. Make comments on social media when you see things that are anti-Israel. We need to make clear that we won't tolerate this anti-Semitism. It's just wrong. It's wrong biblically. It's wrong morally. And we all have a voice, and we need to stand up and stand for Israel. Thank you for watching my podcast today. God bless you, and may God bless Israel. Thank you for watching my podcast today. I hope you'll share it with others. There's others who are interested in Israel, interested in what Laurie had to say, that will want to watch it. And if you haven't subscribed to The Strang Report, please do it now while you think of it. Hit the little bell so you're notified every time that we have a new episode. And remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem as God commands us.